وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Firstly, my dear brother, you need to realize, according to the principles and the i'tiqad of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what Allah Jalla wa Ala exposed to His slave from the unseen is because of two things. Number one, because they are in need for it. It benefit them, benefit their belief. Number two, they can understand it. And also, whatever Allah Jalla wa Ala didn't expose to us from the unseen is because we are not in need for it, at least in the dunya stage, because this is a stage of working hard for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and save Him. And also because we cannot understand it. So if it been exposed to us, it could be fitna for us, because we cannot understand it. So as a mercy from Allah Ta'ala, He hides it from His slaves in the dunya stage, minimally. So what been exposed to us regarding what's going to happen after the judgment day is some of the humans who they deserve the paradise, they will achieve the paradise and the na'im, the benefits and the gift in the paradise. And some those among the human beings who they deserve the hellfire, they will be dragged to the hellfire and they will be punished in it according to the descriptions that Allah Jalla wa Ala described for us, also the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the permission of Allah Ta'ala, regarding the na'im or regarding the adha. Sometimes these kind of descriptions come to us in a general form, and sometimes come to us with kind of details, either for those who they deserve the na'im or either for those who they deserve the adab, the punishment. And we believe Allah Jalla wa Ala have the hikmah baligha. Allah Jalla is the most wise Jalla wa Ala, and Allah Jalla wa Ala is the most merciful, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most perfect. That's how He deserves Jalla wa Ala. And also we believe Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said in the Quran, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ فَبِعَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَ تُكَذِّبَانِ. Those who they are in the earth and those who they are in the sky, always they ask Him and always they are in need for Him. Humans and all creation are in need of their Lord and their Creator. Then Allah Azza said, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day and every moment He is in a shan, in a matter, in terms of His creation. So this is what we have. And until here we say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And this is the difference between believers and non-believers. It's we believe. We believe and we accept and we follow and we say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we believe and we follow. Wallahu A'lam.